And we're back with Tracy. Tracy, thank you so much for waiting. You know, I was just talking about the talks, and you made mention of them early on and how useful it was for you. Why in your view, why is it important that someone come and, you know, to one of my workshops?
Well, to get, you know, I'm sure people that come to your workshops, they've heard something, so, you know, they have questions, and you know, you in a nice format, and you answer those questions. Plus, you do a little bit of a demonstration, which is nice. You know, it just gets the person a little bit more informed about, you know, what the concept is, and then explaining, you know, about the diet plan, which is individual. Everyone's different. We don't have all, you know, we don't all have the same bodies.
Indeed.
And, you know, the supplements and things. I mean, it's just a great place to be able to ask questions and get information.
Cool. Cool. So. And yeah. And it also, I mean, it gets you a chance to, you know, I mean, in this particular, you know, forum, I'm sort of a radio personality, but then you have an opportunity to, you know, see who I am and experience the, you know, the passion that I have to help people get well using safe, natural, and effective methods. I mean, right?
Right. And plus, yeah, you know, hearing your story is part of that too, which is, you know, good because you've been through many challenges.
And isn't that important?
Oh, extremely.
I mean, at the end of the day, if you got somebody who's doing something like this, you know, they read about it in some book somewhere and maybe they're clever or, you know, whatever, versus someone who's actually had to live it.
Right. It's very important. And it helps to, you know, when you have your own issues going on and then just knowing that, you know, and that you're doing well. I mean, you can see it.
Yeah. Well, had you seen me beforehand, you would have think that I was, you know, raised
right
from the dead. But at least in my own experience, you know, sometimes it's worse than, you know, perhaps it was, but it was pretty bad. There's no doubt. So, you know, you were talking about, you know, some of the surprises that you were experiencing.
Right.
What are some of those surprises?
Well, surprises.
To you, about the program itself, surprises?
How much, like how much soy is in everything that we use and put in our bodies and put on our skin. And I mean, I was when I started really looking at, and I've always kind of read labels to a degree, but, you know, there's all that stuff in there. So it's like you kind of pass over that and, you know, whatever. But then, you know, when you start saying, okay, I cannot have any sugar, let's say, in what I'm eating, and so you start really reading the labels, you know, that was a surprise to me of when I really got serious about looking at all that.
Right.
Much there is.
And then when you found it and you started to eliminate these foods, what happened with your menopausal dilemma?
Well, actually, it reduced significantly.
Yeah, exactly.
So are my hot flashes totally gone? Not yet, but I'm on the path.
You're on the path, and that's the most important thing, but they are. Without a doubt.
Right. Well, I didn't think it was going to be really overnight that it would happen. I just, you know, and it's been significantly reduced. So, you know, that's been such a relief.
And then the weight loss?
The weight loss. I'm down 25 pounds. I know.
And I put you on just in a torturous. Physical exercise regimen, did I not?
Oh, well, you didn't really put me on it. I asked you what you did as far as physically.
Right.
You said that you do yoga or you stretch, and that's
right.
What I've been doing, and I've actually been increasing that a little bit more now that my foot's better.
Now that you're, oh my goodness, and the
planter.
The planter fascia.
Yeah. When I started eliminating the grains and sugars out of my diet.
Just went away, right?
Right. My foot got better.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Plantar fasciitis is a nutritional condition.
Right.
Nothing else. Nothing else. And the interesting thing about that is if you know anything about East Asian medicine and acupuncture, mm-hmm. acupuncture energetics, the meridian that runs right down the back of the calf into the foot, i.e. plantar,
right.
bottom of the foot, is related to the bladder. And wasn't that one of the...
the biggest.
The biggest. And that was also your hot flash problem.
Yes.
Bladder, not ovaries.
Right.
Bladder.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big surprise, don't you think?
Yes. And that was one of the things I felt in within the week of time starting all of this, that function was getting better noticeably. I could tell that.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, wow, that made a huge difference.
Hey, Trace, we got someone else who's called.
Okay.
Don't hang up because I want you to be in the response here.
Okay, and I do. I'm getting ready to go do something. How long do you think?
Well, then let me do this before we hop to that. Let me do this. What would you recommend to anybody out there who is confused, who is looking for a roadmap? Sounds like those are the critical things for you.
Mm-hmm.
And wants to change the quality of their life, especially health wise. Using safe, natural, and effective methods. What would you recommend?
First, go to one of your free workshops. Second, of course, I read your book, and that was very informative. Third, get an evaluation. I mean, it's not that expensive, and it's worthwhile, definitely, to just, get it out there and see what you need to do. And more than likely, I mean, you'll go down the path because it ultimately, it's the answer. It is the roadmap, and that's what's important these days.
That's just so cool, Trace. Well, you go and have a rest of the, have fun for the rest of the weekend. And thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate your time.
You're totally welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.